Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink my...
What's clicking on the phone here?
To win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a-knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right where on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, bring my foot on the rock, and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even try to take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to come back into your homes again. This Reaching the World for Christ. This is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood on Blog Talk Radio, just trying to tell somebody the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to just welcome everybody in and around the world. If you'd like to call in and be with us on the live broadcast, why, you call in at 347-308-8524. That's 347-308-8524. You call in and we'll put you right on the line with us, and we'll just we're talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the importance of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we'd like for you to come and join us and get in on this subject with us. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer at this time and just pray for you and pray for your needs. We have a very special friend in Dalton, Georgia, here in USA. He's in the hospital. His kidneys is trying to shut down on him, and diabetes is all out of line, and his heart's out of rhythm. But we know the one that's have the power tonight to put the heart back in rhythm and put the diabetes back in line like it's supposed to be, and put his kidneys back to working like they're supposed to work. So We want to just go to the Lord in prayer and pray for his and pray for Brother and Sister Miller and these other people out there. I can't think of everybody that we need to call their names out, but God knows who they are. So we'll just go to the Lord in prayer at this time and take them before the Lord and just believe God for them. So our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we go before you right now. God, we bring these people, Lord, that we mentioned, God, before you, God. We bring the other people, Lord, that have the needs, God. Lord, we just ask you, Father, that you will just touch their needs, God, and meet every need that they have. And, Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, for it all, for just touching them, God, and just saving and sanctifying and filling with the Holy Ghost. And, God, we'd ask you, Lord, to bless and, God, to stir the hearts of people out there in radio land, Father, that's tuned in tonight just to listen and, God, just to touch them, God. Lord, touch them and join them, God, with the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Praise God. We got a call in here, 573. Go on and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
This is Evangelist Miller calling you from Denver, Colorado. Praise the Lord to
praise
all.
Lord. Well, glad that you called in there tonight.
Yeah.
We're speaking tonight, starting our subject tonight on the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the importance of it, and what it means to us and what God's doing with it there. Praise the Lord.
The Holy Ghost is precious, isn't it? The Holy Spirit, call it the Holy Spirit. I call it the Holy Ghost. But it's precious because it's come from God.
Amen. And we just starting out here just looking into the first chapter of Acts there, and verse 8 it says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the othermost parts of the earth." You know, man can't really witness, brother, without he's got the Holy Ghost. You know, I tell you, hallelujah, people, thanks because they got saved, you know, that they've got all power. But we're going to find out later on through this study that they didn't get it when they first got saved. But the Holy Ghost is something that will give us power that we can receive after it comes upon us.
Well, you know, and I went over just a little bit further there, brother, and that's good. And I got to look in Acts over at the second chapter, starting at verse 32, and it said, "This Jesus had..." It said, "This Jesus had God raised up, wherefore we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended unto the heavens, but he said himself, 'The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on the right hand until I make thy fold thy footstool.' Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?'" This is what Peter said, verse 38. "Then Peter said unto them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive," listen to this, "ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So, see right there, it tells us that it's a gift. You know, it's a gift. God sat right there and said that it's a gift. And a lot of people don't even want to receive the gift. They want to sit and pancake. You ever seen a little child? They'll sit and they really don't want ice cream, and they'll get the ice cream on the cone, and they'll just try to lick around a little bit on the ice cream edges.
Man.
And keep it down. They don't want the whole thing. They just want to lick on it a little bit. And that's the way some of the Christians are nowadays. They don't want to reach out and touch the hem of his garment. They just want a penny cake and touch him and just feel a little bit, itching ears and stuff like that. They don't want to get way off in the water. And I've noticed a lot. I mean, now I understand everybody's not that way. I mean, there's people that are hungry, and there's people that are thirsty, and they're right in the middle of the water, and they're having their party. Praise
Amen.
God. And I got to reading it, and I got plumb excited. I said, well, looky here. You know, that would be something to share with the people. There ain't too many people that want to receive a gift. And I got to looking a little bit deeper, and in Mark, over in Mark, the 11th chapter, well, it's the 13th chapter, 11th verse, he said, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up. Now, see, they're talking about, in this verse right here, they were talking to their disciples. Jesus was speaking to the disciples, letting them know what was ahead of them. You know, he told Peter they was going to bind him and carry him places that he wouldn't want to go, but he would, speaking of his crucifixion. And in this segment here that I read, I get excited because he's not only talking about Peter, John, Paul, and all them. He's talking about you and I, brother. He's talking about anybody that wants to carry the word forth. He's speaking of everyone that wants to hold the torch of life that says Jesus Christ and walking towards that cross. He's speaking right here in the 11th verse. It says, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up and take no thought beforehand, what you shall speak, he's saying. Don't say anything. Don't try to meditate. Don't try to plan what you're going to say when they're going to bring you up to crucify you. And there will be a time, very soon, I'm sure, that we're going to go right back. Like I was speaking last week, everything makes a cycle. And if you'll remember, you know, on the cross, they started doing the same thing that they're talking about right here. They was beheading them. They was crucifying them. This all kinds of stuff was going on. And he was telling them before that all happened, he said, not to take thought of what you were going to say to them when they took you before the council. He said, what you shall speak, neither what you shall premeditate on, but whatsoever shall you be given in your hour that ye speak, for
Amen.
For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. In other words, you know, if you sit there and plan, because most of the time, if people want to be honest, when you're brought unto the council and when they want to know, okay, are you a Christian and you uphold the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know that you're fixing to die in a lot of situations.
Amen.
And he's speaking here, letting them know that don't think no thought of it. Because you've got the Holy Ghost inside you, and when that hour comes, I'll tell you what to speak, and you speak what to, you say what I tell you to say, in other words. And I got excited reading that, praise the Lord. And he gave me one more here, brother. I just want to share this with the people over in Mark 1, chapter 1, starting in the 8th verse. He said, I indeed have baptized you in water, but ye shall baptize. I think it was talking about when, well, let me just read it. I indeed have baptized you with water, but ye shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it come to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized of John in the Jordan. And straightway, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open. And you know, I believe this. When John went down in the water, John didn't think he was worthy to baptize Jesus.
No, he didn't.
Because all his life, he was a front runner for Christ. I mean, he baptized in water all his life. He preached the way of the Lord, and he baptized with water. But when Jesus come, he kept telling everybody. He said, there's one that comes after me that's greater than me, that I'm not even worthy to loosen the shoelaces. And he said, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, unquenchable fire.
Amen.
And I get excited about that, because when he was talking about, see, everything that went on down there, I believe there's a special place that everybody can get with the Lord when your spirit is filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And it had to be a special moment when the heavens opened up, you know, and the Spirit descended upon him. He said, out of the water, he saw the heavens opened up and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And they come out a voice from the heavens saying, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered unto him. Our God went so through so much for us, so we could be talking tonight, people, so we could fellowship like we're fellowshipping right now. I mean, Christ went through it all. He gave it all. And all he's asking you is to pick up your cross and follow him. Tonight he's asking us to study what he has laid out before us. And it's so simple. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I have a question for you tonight. Why? Why are you not a follower of Christ? Do you not believe the works of the cross? It's a gift freely given. Freely willed, freely given. And I asked a question to stir people's spirit tonight. Why do you settle for less? Why would you accept less? Why would you not want more? Why would you not want to be able to have a personal, more fulfilling, more powerful event experience with our holy Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And I am so excited about what's going on in God's kingdom. But I know time is right around the corner, because God is opening up avenues into people's hearts that's never been stirred before. So I know in my spirit there's things taking place right now that I've never felt or never saw. And I know God is watching his people, and he's seeing as he gives them, like he did. You know, there was so many talents given out.
Yes.
And what did he do? The one got one talent, and he hid it in the sand. And the Lord got plumb excited about it. I mean, he just gave it to the guy that had 10.
Right.
And just, you know, I mean, he was really upset with the man because he wouldn't do nothing. And that's what I'm saying right now. We got so many people out here confess to be Christians, and they may be, but they're limited. You know, they took their talent, and they're like the old ostrich that shoved their head in the sand, and they're not doing nothing with it. They're just sitting there being a slothful servant. And God's saying, rise up and take what I've given you and take authority. He said, I'll go away for a little while, but I will not leave you comfortless. I will give you the Holy Ghost. It's a gift. I will give it to you. I will speak to you. I will lead you. I will fill you with the words to speak when need to be spoken to. And that's all he's asking. He's asking for people that will be obedient. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel good. I won't take up the whole time, brother. I just feel excited tonight. Praise God.
Amen. Well, that's what it's all about, brother. I tell you, this is God's time. We got a 228 call in there. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Brother Bryant from South Mississippi. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord, Brother Bob. Glad to have you on there.
You know, I was just listening to the brother there. I believe if when he brings you up before the Sanhedrin, which is the devil's court, if you open your mouth to speak, you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit right there, because he said, don't even meditate on what you're going to say, because it's not you speaking, it's the Holy Ghost is speaking through you.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Lord. You know, over here in John, I like to read, it says, in that day, in the last day, the great day of the feast. Now, this was a day, the great day of the feast, because that was a day of the assembly and offering of sacrifice to Israel. The first day was for the priest got the water from Pool of Siloam and brought it up, and it was a great day. And this means that anybody any background, any foreground, anybody that would accept Jesus Christ can have everything he has to offer. Let me tell you, there was a man coming from England to the United States. He bought a third-class ticket. He got some cheese and crackers and wrapped them in oilcloth. And every day he'd go there and eat. And it was just about 100 miles out from New York. And one of the officers came by and seen him eating that stale cheese and stale crackers. He said, "Man, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm eating dinner." He said, "Why ain't you up there eating in the kitchen?" He said, "In one of our restaurants." He said, I just bought a third-class ticket, and I didn't have money going in." He said, "When you bought a ticket, you are everything on this ship. You can participate in anything. You can eat in any restaurant, do anything, don't care what your ticket. That's what I'm saying. When you accept Jesus Christ, you have it all. You accept that blood, you have it all." It said, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst." Now, brothers, a lot of people reads over that. You know, thirst means, this means the ardent anger, famishing king, all-consuming craving and passion of the soul for complete union with the God and fullness of the Spirit. Praise God. "If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink." All right? Drink. Come unto me. This means the complete surrender of life to do the whole will of God and light and receiving. Praise God. Drink. This means the wholehearted reception unto one's life of the gift and prudent operation of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And we can have it. We can walk in the Spirit. Jesus said in Mark 11:22, "Have faith in God." He said, "You can ask anything. Tell this tree to go move, be moved and cast into the sea. He'll obey you. You can have what you want to if you'll follow God and let the Holy..." Brothers and sisters, God didn't save you just to carry you to heaven. He saved you to fill you with the precious Holy Spirit of God and carry you to heaven too. The Holy Spirit is necessary because our Lord, Master, Savior, and King Jesus Christ was filled with the Holy Spirit. The brother said a while ago, when the Spirit descended like a dove, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, praise God. And, you know, I love to read that. "He breathed on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." The precious Holy Spirit, my God, will consume you if you will follow after him.
Amen.
"But spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive." Now, brothers and sisters, the disciples had the Holy Spirit before the day of Pentecost. They didn't have the power. That's just like going to town with a brand new suit on barefoot. You're not complete. To be complete, confirmed in God's holy word, is to be every gift that God has for you, which is given freely. Jesus paid for it on the cross with his life. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Right here in Acts 2 and 1 and, 2, 1 through 4, it says, "And when the day of Pentecost were fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them glowing tongue like as of fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You know, I just thank God that when the Pentecost today was fully come, the Holy Ghost come, and every one of them, you know, if we could all get in one place and one mind and one accord, just like they were that day, you know, the Holy Ghost will come down and it could fill the whole house. But, you know, anymore it seems like when we all come together, it seems like we've got a lot of people got a scattered mind, a scattered thoughts. You know, they're not really coming, don't seem like to see what God really has for them. They've got their minds on everything else. But when we get in one mind and one accord, then we can see God really move and really baptize, you know, pure Sunday. We had a lady to go up to the altar for glory, hallelujah. I don't know what she went to the altar for, but anyway, I do know that she testified before she left the altar, and another sister testified with her that she received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you know, that's what it's all about. God is still baptizing people today. In the baptism of the Holy Ghost, people says, well, that was only for disciples and apostles because there were so many different languages and they had to have that to speak that way. But I've read over in 2 and 8 over there where, in Acts 2 and 8 where it said everyone was, let me just get that and turn over and read it there. Praise God. It's Acts 2 and 8 here. I'll find it just in a second. And you know, that's what it's all about. You know, today, the disciples didn't have to have the Holy Ghost to speak in all their own languages. Right here it said, and now hear we every man in our own tongues wherein we were born. And that was, you know, after the Pentecost today, and the Holy Ghost had fell upon each of them. And on down through there, I believe we find where Peter said to him, said, men and brethren, these is not drunk on wine as you suppose, since this has been only the third hour. So this is the Holy Ghost. You know, that's what it's all about. They received the Holy Ghost and they were speaking. And every man heard them in their own language wherein that they were born. That's because the Holy Ghost had come upon them. And I thank God, you know, I want to say this. Several years ago, I was in this church, and the pastor was Hispanic, and another Hispanic brother there, and is a mixed church, and I preached in my own language in English, and whenever it was all over with, the pastor come to me, he said, brother, said I want you to know that you preached the prettiest and the clearest message I ever heard in Spanish. I said, you preach just like you was in our barn and raised in our own country. And the other brother walked up and said, yeah, I said, I heard that too. Everybody else heard me in English, and I heard it there in English, but they told me that, and I said, well, I said, it had to be God, because I said, I flunk English. We got another caller in there, 573. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Greetings, Brother Yearwood. This is Sister Cheryl Miller from Harville, Poplar Bluff, Missouri area.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We've got Brother Miller in there too, Sister.
Well, I figured he was already on here fired up.
Praise God. Yeah, he been fired
Brother,
up.
Brother, can I clear up something?
Yeah.
I didn't finish a while ago. I said the disciples was filled with the Holy Spirit before the day of Pentecost. You'll find it in John 20, 21, 22. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. That was what I was talking about. But the power, he said, tarry in Jerusalem to receive this power.
Yes.
Praise God. This is what I was talking about, brothers and sisters. I mean, the disciples had it. Jesus had it. He wants us to have it. Praise God.
Well, it tells us we're going to take the Holy Ghost. You know, that's what raised Jesus from the grave, and it's going to shake our mortal body, so we need him.
Yes, we do.
And if we don't have it, then we're missing out, just like I believe Brother Miller mentioned there a while ago. You know, if we don't have it, we're missing out on something.
Well, in John 14:12, Jesus said, the works that I do, you're doing even greater. How could you do this if you haven't got the Holy Spirit? You can't. Even back in the Old Testament, the holy prophets had the Holy Spirit, and they couldn't work the work of God like they did.
That's right.
Amen.
He said,
my people know my voice, and they'll follow
that's
me.
Right, bro.
They follow. You know, it
that's
is
right,
the Holy Spirit that you follow.
Amen.
People will know him. But there'll come a time. I may not see it in my lifetime, but there'll come a time when Revelation will be fulfilled, and people will lay down their life for the sake of the cross. And I mean, the Bible says it, and it's going to be that way. But you know, I believe that when you're filled with the Holy Ghost and you walk with God and you're one and one,
right.
I believe that such thoughts won't even trouble you. Such thoughts won't even bother you. You know, I believe that we serve a God that in the moment, in the twinkling eye, is that what he said? He said, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we'll be called up out of this body. Do you
Amen.
Know that
Last
if somebody wanted
Christ.
To hear Do you know if somebody wanted to chop my head off or use a sword or whatever they wanted to use? Say I was bound in shackles. And they asked me if I was a Christian, me knowing that I was going to be beheaded, I would gladly, and not because I'm not in that position, not because I'm in a position where I feel safe, because of the love of Christ that rests in my soul. It wouldn't trouble me none because I serve a God that before my head was ever touched, he would pull my spirit out of this body and I'd feel no pain.
Amen, brother.
And I would go, my spirit would go, would be with my Lord, my Jesus, and my soul would go to the resting place instantly. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. So the worry of death, don't let it trouble you people. We serve We serve a big God. We serve a Lord that has mercy and grace. That's why he does not want anything to touch his little ones. He said that it's better that a millstone be tied around a person's neck and cast into the sea than harm a little one's head.
Amen.
Now, we are supposed to be humble like little sheep before the Lord. We are supposed to be as little children before God. And God looks upon us that way. And I know that there's people listening that are afraid to walk into what we're talking about tonight. But when you walk into where we're at, it's walking into a safety zone.
Amen.
All your troubles are cast away because you cast them upon the Lord Jesus. And he'll cleanse you, and he'll remake everything that's in you. Your thought pattern, your behavior pattern, everything will be changed by the Holy Ghost.
I tell you, brother, sin will take you further than you want to go. It'll make you stay longer than you want to stay. It'll make you spend more than you want to spend or pay. But Paul said, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doth him shall live in them. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every man that hanging on a tree. Now listen to this. The blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, brother. That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go ahead and let Tim sing a song here, then we're going to come back. Sister Miller, be be ready there to obey the Lord when we come back in here.
Praise God.
So many years I walked around defeated and so blue. I had nothing left to give when this old world grew. Like a wounded bird, my wings were broken, torn apart. Now I'm climbing higher and higher. In a sea of higher and higher. That's my soul burning with that Holy Ghost fire. If Satan says I'm down, I just think that he's a liar. For God's been open wide the door and set my spirit free. And ever since that day, just like an eagle, I'm fire. Keep on climbing higher and higher. He lifts me up higher and higher. Set my soul a burning with that Holy Ghost fire. If Satan says I'm down, I'll just think that he's a liar.
Appreciate that wonderful song there. And Sister Miller, since you just got in there and you hadn't said very much, come on in there and obey the Lord there.
Well, praise God. I know on this wonderful recording in the wonderful Word of God on the day of Pentecost, that that's when the power came down. And that same mantle that was on Jesus Christ came upon the church.
Amen.
Because when he was obedient to the water baptism and the Holy Ghost descended upon him in the form of a dove, there was a response out of heaven. There was something that the people heard. And then there was something that was visible. And the same thing happened in chapter 2 of Acts. There was something that was heard, and there was something that was visible.
Amen.
Power came down upon them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And Peter, who was the one that he just seemed like he was always putting his feet in his mouth or making mistakes or denied Christ 3 times.
Yes, he did.
The power of the Holy Ghost came down upon them, that promise of the other Comforter.
Yes.
He stood up and spake with boldness. And a boldness to be an effectual witness in this earth comes on you no other way than this way.
Amen.
This is God's way. This is the Bible way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You might even be a shy person, not used to speaking many words, but I'm going to tell you, when this comes upon you, hallelujah, you become bold ambassador witness for Christ in the earth. And you can't hide it. It's evident that there's a change upon you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So there is a sound and a sight evidence. And we know there's evidence when we have been fully immersed and baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire.
Yes.
And a purification process begins in our life. Even coming from the sanctification process. But that fire purifies us. Listen, we began a warfare then we didn't have on our hands before. That's the way it happened to me. But, you know, it's so real, and it is real to you, that it doesn't matter who says what. You know what has happened and took place in your vessel, in your person. I was raised Baptist. I was a Baptist preacher's daughter. And in my 30s, the Holy Ghost began to draw me to the book of Acts in a new and living way.
Amen.
And Jesus himself visited me one night in my bedroom when I said, okay, if this is for me and this is for today, I just want it all, Lord. And immediately,
amen,
preparing me for weeks, and immediately Jesus met me and baptized me in the Holy Ghost and fire. And it didn't matter who said what. I wouldn't trade that Pentecostal blessing for anything.
Amen. It's
what kind of persecution I went through. That fire will prepare you and cause you to take persecution you wouldn't take before.
Amen.
Peter couldn't take it before. He stumbled and fell. Hanada Mahasaya. But the fire of the Holy Ghost, I mean, it shut up in your bones, just like Jeremiah said.
Yes.
And it'll take you through anything that God says you're to go through in this earth.
Yes, he will.
Oh, yes, yes, he will. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You know, Sister Miller, the same thing happened to me, only I was a youngin'. I was looking to the heavens one night. Me and my baby sister was in the backyard, and I seen angels leaping from star to star. And I tried to show my brothers and sisters. They couldn't see them. My mother said, son, this is just a vision for you. I seen Jesus right in the middle of them. We're looking right at me with his right hand over his left hand over his heart, his right hand pointed to heaven.
Ooh, glory.
And a crown on his head. I seen on a cross, I seen the nails in his hands and feet,
yes,
the crown of thorns on his head, and he,
yes,
shined his gold. I was called then, but
yes,
I didn't listen. Thank God one day he stopped by my house and lifted me up out of this world's dirt.
Yes.
Into the kingdom.
Glory to
man.
God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
You know, I was thinking about what was said earlier, you know, about where the disciples made it to. You know, they all started congregating in the upper room, and I'm sure that they were there for a while.
Yes,
and,
amen.
I'm sure it took them a little while for everybody to find and want to afford, you know. I was sitting there thinking about the other night when we were speaking, where when good is around, evil is present. Do you remember that?
Yes, amen.
And, you know, I was sitting there listening to everybody talk, and right there in the upper room, right when God come like a mighty rushing wind, when everybody was filled with power, when everybody started speaking in their own languages, there was still people there that didn't get it.
Amen.
That everybody was filled, but yet, I'm talking about right after everybody got their blessing, there was people,
yes,
that came,
yes,
and said, these men are drunken, as you suppose. But Peter,
yes,
stood up and said, no, this is not drunken, as you suppose.
No.
Third hour. You see what I'm talking about? Evil was present, trying to tear up what God had already done, but it was too late.
Yes.
They couldn't get it done.
That's
they
it.
Had done met the maker. They had done received what God wanted them to receive.
Yes.
But there was a blessing, and then there was evil to follow.
Oh,
well, I tell you, God just opened that up so perfect. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Well, you know, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Oh, Paul said when I would do good, evil was always present.
Yes.
You know, every time that you do something good for God, you speak the glory of God, and you speak the words of God and the power of God, the devil will always come along right behind it.
Yep.
Just as quick and try to make you doubt what you spoke and make you think, well, now, what did they think about it? Are they going to agree with it or not? But, you know, the Holy Ghost will give you bonus.
Yes, he will.
We don't care what they think or what they don't think. You know, if you know that you're speaking the Word of God and you're standing on the Word of God, don't worry about it. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, and he give you power. I'm just going, let me go back and read that once again. That's what we read there a while ago. start out with Acts 1 and 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in the Samaritan and unto the othermost parts of the earth.
Glory.
That's after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. That's what he wants to do, is give us power that we'll be able to stand up for, like Peter did. You know, whenever they looked at him and said, over there's one of them, Peter cursed and swore. He said, I didn't even know him. I'm not none of them. But after he received the power of the Holy Ghost, then he, is, we done spoke there a minute ago, and Brother Miller was speaking there. He stood up, and he said, these are not drunk on wine, as you suppose, since this is only third hour. This is the Holy Ghost. And this is what Joel prophesied here. Let's see here. Acts 2 and 16 through 18. Whoa. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel.
Woo, glory.
And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in these days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
Oh, hallelujah.
And that Joel prophesied of this.
Yes.
And you know, we'll go all the way back over into I'll get to the other chapter there over in the Old Testament. He prophesied in the last days he'd pour his spirit on all flesh.
Yes.
And, you know, I thank God that we're in the last days.
Yes,
and I looked around just like Sunday, standing there a while ago. Sunday, that lady went up here before the church Sunday for prayer, and before she went back to her seat, she received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and they were then speaking in other tongues. Another sister witnessed it, and she witnessed it. So, you know, that's what God wants to do. Now, here in Joel 2 and 28 and 29, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants of, upon the handmaidens, in these days will I pour out my spirit. See that? Praise God. Joel prophesied of that. Then it went all the way over into Acts. Praise God, over in the book of Acts, in the 2 and the 16 and 28. I tell you what, it, or 18, 16 through 18, that's something that God is looking for you and I to receive today, and for the people, for the whole world. We're not in the beginning of time. We're in the last days. We can look around and see that where everything that's going on, if we can't see that, we need to stop and do some studying and checking up, because I believe that we're closer now than we've ever before to the end of the Lord's coming back. I'm looking for him. I tell you, I've told him for the last several months, I've quit looking, but I've just started to listen for the sound of him coming back.
Ooh, glory.
Great power and glory to get his own. You know, we don't need to look way out in the very far in the future. We just need to look that Jesus is soon coming back. I believe God's sitting up there right now, just almost counting down the time, saying, son, get ready. go back and get my people. Go back and get them and bring them home. And I believe Jesus is sitting there saying, Father, when you want me to go? When you want me to go? I believe he's anxious to come now. Because I tell you what, this world is in a bad shape. It's not the world, it's the people that's in the world. And Jesus is wanting to deliver us out of it, and that's one way we can get delivered out of it, is to receive this power. Because he said this same power that raised Jesus from the dead is going to shake our mortal bodies. And I'm looking for it. Praise God, I'm looking for it to shake me and take me out of this body and carry me on home.
Yes.
Praise God.
Brother Yearwood, we got to make room for him in the house, because in chapter 2 of Acts, second verse, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house they were sitting. And then there appeared unto them the cloven tongues like as a fire, and set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It is time for us to make room for the Holy Ghost to fill our houses. Listen, when people walk in our home where we abide, they ought to be able to know they feel something different, even if they're not acquainted with it. Yes, it's time for us to prepare. We've got so many things going on in our lives. We're rushing to do this, and we're rushing to do that, and everything is rushing in our life except the wind of God.
Amen.
And it is time that we clean out the house and prepare for him to fill the house with his glory. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
There's right here in Luke, Luke 24:49, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
Yeah.
And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them, and it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and was carried into heaven. And brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit will do us the same way.
Yeah.
The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will dwell in your mortal body.
Amen.
All you've got to do is accept him as your Lord, Master, Savior, and King, which is your rightful duty to. My God, he gave it all for you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
None of
praise
that.
The Lord.
Glory to God.
Go ahead there, Sister Miller. Praise God.
Well, hallelujah. Hananamasaka matahaya. Indadadadamasiya. Hananamasa mahakahaya.
Praise God. Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can't get away from this. He the Spirit is drawing me to Scripture where he said a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. This is was the pattern. Many times we get away from the pattern that God has set before us in his word, and when we get away from the pattern that he set in order, we don't hold the fullness of the power. In the ordinances he said in the church, we've said they're just symbols, and he meant for them to hold the power.
Yes, amen.
We are the ones that have gotten out of order in the church of the pattern that God has set forth. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise
the Lord.
There are certain spiritual laws that are sovereign in God. And he's put them out plain in the Scripture. But many times we just overlook the simple things.
Yes, amen.
He spoke when he was on this earth to people in a simple manner. Hallelujah. Sometimes we're swift to speak and slow to listen. And he tells us in the Word to be swift to listen and slow to speak.
Amen.
Glory to God. Jesus, when he approached people, he approached them on the level that they could receive. Now listen, when you get this power, when the Holy Ghost comes up on you and you are endued with power from heaven, God gives you the ability to meet every person that he plants in your path on a level they can understand. And that same Holy Ghost will begin to draw them up to a little higher level and a little higher level. We don't get it all at once. I felt very strongly someone was listening that just felt overwhelmed and thought, well, now how can this be all of this at once? God takes us from glory to glory.
Yes, amen.
He gives us a little and a little more, and if the foundation is built right, hallelujah, you will be on the most solid foundation you've ever found yourself spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Hallelujah, because God, the Holy Ghost, is the fullness.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, he don't just give us all of the power at one time.
No.
This is something we've got to grow into. We've got to, you know, the more you study and the more you read and the more you seek his face, well, the more power you're going to get. You can get as much of it as you want, but we've got to grow into it. We don't just get it tonight and fully grown by in the morning, but we've got to grow into it, you know, and as we grow into it, well, the more power we'll get, the more things he'll let us do, and, you know, and I just praise God for it, because, you know, without the power of the Holy Ghost, I'd be completely lost, and anybody else would be, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got to take that to lead us, to guide us, and to teach us, not in just a part of the truth, but in all the truth. And I'm thankful for that tonight. Praise God. I just glorify him.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is the Spirit of God, that Holy Ghost and fire that keeps me alive.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Terry can tell you. Listen, something different takes place when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire.
Yes,
I can't explain it all. All I know about is what I've experienced and what's in the Word of God. That's my foundation.
Amen.
But I know this. Once you've had him, you cannot be without him.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, we got about another minute or something here left, and we need to go to the Lord in prayer and take all the needs before the Lord. They done said 90 seconds left, so we've got a brother that's a very special friend of ours down in Dalton, Georgia. He's in the hospital. He's been there since Wednesday. His kidneys is shutting down on him. His heart's out of rhythm, and his diabetes is all out of whack. I just talked to his wife or just a few minutes ago before we went on the air here, and I told her that we would request prayer for him tonight, and of course I know we're still praying for Brother Bobby to get a bus, and Brother and Sister Miller there, and for their needs, and so let's just go to the Lord in prayer. And there's a 14-year-old boy, too, that had a brain aneurysm that Sister Tosh has been requesting prayer for. So we need to remember him tonight. God knows who he is. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer at this time and take it before God. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now. God, you see every need. You see the requests, Father, that was made known here tonight. Lord, and all the others, God, that we don't know about, Lord, we bring them to you tonight, God, that you touch, that you heal, that you... And Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and honor, Father. We're all in Jesus' name. And save and sanctify and fill with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're about ready to go off here, so we got just a few seconds, and so we'll just say good night to everybody, and we'll talk teams later on. And we appreciate you and love you. Glad to come on with us tonight.
Praise God. God bless y'all.
God bless you. Praise God.
Thank you.
No, 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 no.